The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
All right, continuing our celebrations of the 15th anniversary, we are presenting to you the second episode that we ever did of Robots of the Company. This, again, was, I guess you could call it the second pilot or second episode. We considered the first two episodes a season once we knew we were doing a second season or a full season. We just decided, since there was a gap of time between the two, that it would just make sense that the first two episodes made up season one and the next two made up season two. And the joke, of course, in the series was that the robots had gotten canceled, which, you know, we'd never intended to do more than a couple of these. So, it spawned an entire season from these first two episodes. So now we present the second episode, Rover's Ball. I hope you enjoy it.
Previously on Robots of the Company.
Squeak. No.
Rust.
Bot.
Today.
Boy.
Today.
Keith.
Bitter. I love my job.
And now the fantastically exciting season finale of Robots of the Company.
Season finale? Did he say season finale?
That's what he said, all right.
But this is only the second episode.
Hey, we're just the announcer. We're not paid to think.
Paid? We get paid?
Theme tune.
Lucky people. I guarantee you're going to have a ball this week. Get it? Have a ball.
Just do the announcing and leave the humor to the cast, huh?
Everybody's a critic.
Our story begins in the cargo bay of the Titan One.
The captain's dog Rover is running around the bay and chasing a ball when something unexpected happens.
Did you see what just happened?
That can't be good.
Are balls supposed to do that? I don't believe it. The dog's only gone and bounced his ball up his
rear compartment. Go on, say it.
I'm not touching that.
Well, I don't think Rover can go and get it now, can he?
The poor little fellow. What can we do for him?
Macanto.
No. I may be as thick as a bulkhead, but I'm not touching that. Mm-mm. No way.
No. I mean, where's that cousin of yours? Yeah, that's it. He'll do it. He loves the dirty jobs.
Briscoe's not here.
Well, don't look at me. Besides, I'm union.
Mais non, don't even think about it. I am just an ice pick electronic. I just pack ice, not fudge.
Union or not, looks like you're up, Squeak.
Not on your life. I'd rather go mop the floor in the men's bathroom on the command level. In fact...
Today in Robot News, with your robotic news anchor, Fizz Gizzet. Hello, I'm Fizz Gizzet. Today in Robot News, have you had your oil changed? Also, what's up with gravity? Why does life weigh you down? In other news, it has been reported that there has been an accident aboard the Titan One. When contacting the company to inquire what the heck happened, we were told to f*** off. We go live to our correspondent, Frag Meltdown, on the scene. Frag.
We have been told, Fizz, that the situation is a delicate one here aboard the Titan One. It is unknown at this point exactly how things will turn out, but I can tell you things are pretty dim. Yeah, pretty dim.
So, Frag, what more can you tell us?
Well, what can one say in these situations, Fizz? It's just one of those things, you know.
Come on now, Frag, come clean. You're nowhere near the Titan One, are you?
Well, if you really must press me on it, then no, Fizz. I must admit, I am not. I am actually at this moment in bed with my mistress. All right, just go away. Go on, go on, get away. Get that microphone out of my face. I can't stand you anyway, you big, ugly teen person.
What an utterly fascinating report as usual, Frag. Thank you. This is Fizz Gizzet. This has been Robot News Update. Join us for more Nibber!
Only one thing for it. Briscoe!
I'm zippity-doo to get to work for you.
Briscoe, we have a Phase 1 emergency.
I see the problem. Oh, I love my job! Got it. One ball coming right up.
That is just disgusting. Oh, poor Rover. He's passed out.
I think it was too much for him, poor fellow.
What? It's just a little bit messy.
No, not that.
What?
No, no.
What's everyone staring at? Oh, the ball. Well, easily cleaned. Zimtron?
Oh, no. No way. Keep that away from me.
The wrong what? Oh.
Well, I did warn you.
Sure you want to tune in next time?
And on the next exciting episode of Robots of the Company... It seems I was a bit premature there. Not only is this the season finale of Robots of the Company, but it seems the show has been cancelled. Yes, cancelled. Completely. Gone. Out of here. And the writers have come up with a brilliant idea. Yes. Yes. Seems the entire series has turned out to be a holographic projection. A program being run on the Titan 1A by Commander Biker and Counselor Broyd. Hill. Well, maybe if you guys actually like this tripe, you'll go and protest outside of the Dark Building, or start a letter-writing campaign. If you don't want a whole cast of robots to be out of a job, then why not email the production office, darkbuilding1@yahoo.com, with the subject line, I want my robotic cheese. Maybe you'll just manage to save the show, you never know. Then you can pat yourselves on the back for being the greatest group of fans of all time. Good luck, you sad, lonely people. Robots of the Company was created and written by John P. Russell. Episode 2, Rover's Ball, starred in order of appearance, Expositron 1, Jim Barber, Expositron 2, Ellie Hirschman, Popsicle, Daryl Looney, Shinwipe, Kay Wu, Putch, Joe Thomas, Squeak, John P. Russell, Zimtron, Jeff Niles, Sphinx, Jim Barber, Briscoe, Kyle Boars. All additional robot voices provided by John P. Russell. Incidental music provided by First Column. The post-production editor, director, and executive producer was John P. Russell. The associate producer was Kay Wu. This audio play is copyright 2005 Dreamstar Productions, all rights reserved. Thank you for joining us. Please visit dream-starproductions.com for more exciting theater of the mind. For more information, email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Theme tune composed and produced by Daryl Looney. Copyright 2005.
Robots of the company from Dream Realm Enterprises and found exclusively at DreamRealmSite.com.
This program is copyright 2020 and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, soaring into new realms.